It's often the little things, small behaviors, that can change our lives. That's the power of a financial edge. I'm Ed Meek. I'm a financial advisor with a passion to help you retire early, save more, and live better. Welcome to Ed's Edge, the podcast to help you live the life you've always wanted. I wanted to start off this particular podcast with a personal story because it really has affected me in my path in life. And it has to do with my parents and me. So I remember the day that I graduated from college. I actually had been married already. I finished in the fall semester. And the way it worked at Loyola University was you finish the fall semester just before Christmas. I got married a couple of days after Christmas. And then the ceremony was in early January. And so I remember wearing my cap and gown. I remember seeing the pictures. And so Catherine and I, we'd then go on this path of being married. I get a job. She goes to school. I was able to get a job, taking 100% commission. I didn't do very well at it. But I remember like 2 years later, just then getting the next job. It was at Fidelity Investments, and it was a big step up for me. And I remember sitting back and reflecting and thinking, this wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for my parents' incredible gift of paying for my college. And understand, my parents were not wealthy by any means. They sacrificed a lot to put me through college. But I don't think I would have been able to take that career path if I had a lot of student debt, because I was already taking on student debt when Catherine and I got married, because she was going to graduate school and it was not inexpensive. So this is near and dear to my heart. And I think for people who are kind of in this place, James, where they might have the ability to help others, sometimes they start thinking about it. And so what we wanted to do today was just maybe consider and work through some questions around gifting to individuals. This has nothing to do with charities, which is a whole separate idea, but get these questions around that and then maybe some nuts and bolts about gifting.
Yeah. And it's such a powerful topic, and it's really where we see fulfillment happen in our lives. When you see the power of gifting and the joy in others by giving to them, how our life just becomes so more fulfilled. But of course, we want to do it properly, and we want to do it in an intelligent way and not overextend ourselves, so on and so forth. So we've got some questions to help with that. Number one, it's a very simple one, but can you afford to help others? And obviously, the right answer to that is done through planning, through understanding, you know, am I okay? My expenses are a lot less than my income. Do I have enough money where I'm not worried about running out and then some?
I mean, in reality, what happens is sometimes some people have such good hearts, or they're such giving to others, they don't really think of themselves, and they want to help their kids, let's say, either buy the house or college or whatever the case may be. But if they don't take into account how this is going to affect their long-term situation to make sure they don't run out of money or to sacrifice too much, you know, these are important things to take into account.
Yeah. And we all have personal preferences on what is the right sacrifice and what's not. And so, you know, that's a personal decision, but also work with someone to make sure that you're comfortable with the gifting that you want to provide others. And so, yeah, question, can I afford to do that? I'm comfortable doing that.
And it's easy to figure this out. I mean, if you either use the software, where we've talked about, there's some software out on the internet that you can do on your own, or work with a financial advisor. You know, a financial advisor worth their weight really should have this type of software to help you work through that.
Yeah, absolutely. Question number two is asking yourself, what would you like to help these individuals with? You know, is it a broad piece of help, gifting straight cash, or is it something specific, near and dear to your heart? Like, I want to, you know, your parents said, I want to help you specifically with college. And so asking yourself those questions, depending on the person, that's going to provide direction on what to do and when and how to communicate those type of things.
Sometimes it's just cash, and it's and people are like, hey, I want them to apply it to whatever they think is best, and it's a gift that just will, you can use it in whatever way you want. And sometimes once they have kids, they want to just put it right into the college plan, or maybe help. I would like to help my children get a house a little sooner than they could do it on their own. I'm going to help with that down payment.
Here's a mutual gift that I remember you mentioning to me was, you know, the experience. It creates a win-win when you want to gift a vacation to your family. And, oh, by the way, I'm coming with too.
Yeah, I mean,
strings
you,
attached,
in reality,
but I want to spend time with my family.
I just had some clients who got back from Disney, and they have a few kids and a bunch of grandkids, and it was not inexpensive. It was an expensive trip, but they were talking about how wonderful it was. Their grandkids are right at that age where they're going to remember it. And so I think everyone will remember that the rest of their lives. It's a really big deal to create experiences, and it could be anything. It could be in any way you want, whether it's a really grand one or something more simple.
Yeah. Yeah. It's thinking through these items and then deciding what to do based on that gift. So third question, what's the third question, Ed?
Do you realize kind of the impact that this will have now versus in the future? And what we mean by that is sometimes people will be like, you know, they're going to eventually get it. You know, it might help them a little bit here. And some people don't gift at all. I actually have an example of a client who really almost doesn't spend much money on himself. He could probably take out, well, no, I know he could take out a lot more money from his investments. And he doesn't, but he also does not really help maybe his child and his grandchild. And he doesn't have to, but I know he cares about them. And he says, well, you know, when I pass away, then they'll get it. But if he's still kind of a young guy, and if he lives for 30 or 40 more years, it may make a much bigger impact just giving some of it away when you're alive now, and you get benefits from that too, right?
Yeah, you know, digging into that example a little bit deeper. So typically the financial needs of your children, age ranges are from 18 years old when they're adults now, up until probably 30-ish or so. Typically by 30, most children become established, right? But there's that window of 18 to 30. Your parents, when you're in that range, your parents are 55, 60, 65, somewhere in that range, right? You add 30 years to it. And so when you have financial need, when you're 18 to 30, $10,000 to you, as an example, makes a big impact in your life for a down payment or paying off that college or whatever the case, the wedding, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to waiting 20 years when they're 45 and 50 and giving them $30,000, right? That $10,000 earlier on might make a much bigger impact. And conversely, to the point on your example, if I pass away at 90 and 95, my children are probably 60 and 65.
Already established, already have kind of done their plan. It doesn't make the same kind of impact other than it just increases their value. But being able to gift money or gift an experience or whatever, it really does a lot for us too. I mean, that's the reason we do that. But it really is great because everybody can participate. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how many times I've had some, you know, working with clients and their children wishing maybe their parents would have enjoyed this more or whatever. And I think that can be one way of doing it. So that really kind of brings us to the second part of what we wanted to do. Is there some nuts and bolts just around gifting money or appreciated securities? I mean, the first thing is number one, sometimes we'll get this question. It's not deductible. Like, you don't get any kind of tax break. You're giving money out of your pocket and it goes directly to whoever you're gifting it to. And there's caps too. You don't have to pay any taxes on it. There's no deductibility. But if you gift above and beyond a certain dollar amount, which is $16,000.
Per person per year.
Per person per year. But there's ways to magnify that, right? What would be an example?
Yeah. So sticking with that 16,000 per person per year, right? So I'll give the example of you have two children and you're married yourself and you want to gift, let's just say cash to your two children. Well, since it's per person per year, there's two of you, you and your spouse, and two of them. So you multiply that by four, 16,000 times four, you can give each of your children 32,000 or 64,000 total. And then, of course, they have spouses too, so you can even augment it further. But you can do more than the standard 16,000 because, again, there's two of you, and then, you know, you can separate into two of them, the case like that. Now, that number is important really under one condition, and that is if you go over that amount in that given year, you have to file for taxes that you paid, gifting over that exemption amount. And the downside of that is then it counts against your estate later on.
So you don't pay the taxes right away.
Yeah.
There's no taxes. And there's kind of like a really high threshold. Like the threshold used to be lower, but now it's up to $12 million per person that you can give away up to
over the course of your life.
Yeah. Over the course of your life and your death kind of combined. If you give more than that 16,000 at any point in time, it goes against that 12 million. So a majority of people are not going to be applied to this, but it's good to know that it will be, if you want to give more than the 16, then it can be eaten. That is eaten away at, and you have to file something for it. Most often, if you're creative, if you're married or you're gifting to numerous people, you can kind of get around this. Yeah. But it's important to kind of understand the nuts and bolts when it comes to the dollar amount. Then we get on to like what kind of things can we gift? I mean, the easiest thought is cash, right?
Right. Yeah, that's straightforward. You know, writing a check to that person. The other piece that is a financial planning strategy that may or may not apply depending on, again, the person and the gift and the purpose, all that. But if you have appreciated securities, what are appreciated securities? Those are positions that you bought at, say, $10 a share, and they're now worth $40 a share. So you have a $30 per share gain, right? You can take that entire position or whatever dollar amount you want and gift it directly to that person without selling yourself. And then they can either keep it or they can sell it themselves. And if they sell it themselves, often the reason you want to let them do it is they're in a lower tax bracket than you are. Right.
A good example would be you don't have a lot of cash to help pay for your child's college, but you've invested in some things and they've gone up, whether it's a great stock or mutual fund or even a property or, I don't know, even crypto. Let's say you bought some crypto a long time ago and it's gone up a lot. If you gift that to them and then they receive it and then they sell it, they're probably in a lower bracket than you. And they might not have to pay much or anything or only a little bit in capital gains tax, which will minimize the impact and create more at the end to be applied towards the college or whatever the case may be. And this can be done not just when they're young, but at any age. If you've done very well and you're in a higher bracket, even your child who you might gift it to help buy a house if they're a little bit older, it can be applied in numerous ways.
Yeah, so a little benefit for yourself, perhaps, by gifting those appreciated securities while still being generous for them. So those are the two straightforward ways to go about it. And, we wanted to record this in particular because for many of you that are inclined to gift, establishing that level of fulfillment, I keep using that word, but it's so powerful to see the benefits of, the hard work you've done to build your own wealth and see it potentially now instead of when you're no longer here on earth.
Yeah, right. Exactly. No, good stuff. Well, it's time for me to grab the hat back.
I love it.
It was only a one-time thing.
Okay. My time is come and gone.
Another incredible meal. So I like all varieties of food. And one of my favorites is Thai. And my partner John and I have been going and having this dish from time to time, at least probably close to 15 years. So our office is in Wheaton. The town next door, which is a lot like Wheaton, is called Glen Ellen. And in downtown Glen Ellen, they have a restaurant called Tippy Thai, T-H-I-P-I Thai. and it's a nice Thai restaurant, but they have one particular dish. I've only ordered and eaten one thing there over the 15-year period of time, and that's not common for me, but it's called beef on fire. And it may sound a little too spicy, and it is quite spicy, but it's this great dish. It's the only time I've ever had Thai where they have the Thai noodles. Whoa, I'm getting so excited. I'm knocking this thing off. It's beef and Thai noodles. It's got some pineapple in it and peas and jalapeno peppers. Mm. For some reason, it's, I don't know, just the combination is amazing. You can have it with, you know, chicken or tofu or whatever you want. But if you like this kind of dish, you got to go to Tippy Thai. And it's amazing. Give it a try.
Good stuff. All right, everyone. Thanks again for watching. And we will talk to you next time. Take care.
This podcast represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time, should not be relied upon as investment advice, and is not intended to predict or depict performance of any investment. Any specific recommendations or comparisons that are made as to particular securities or strategies are for illustrative purposes only and are not meant as investment advice for any viewer.